All right, Cooper Webb, look, I thought you would be on suicide watch after last night, and afterwards we talked a little bit. You were fine, and much better today. Good job today. If you hadn't jumped off the track, you would have got third overall, which I think you would take. You'd be okay with it?
Yeah, I'd be stoked with that. That was my goal kind of all weekend. I mean, obviously you always want to win, but I'm not really to the level yet of where I should be. You know, I just started kind of riding Supercross again like 6 weeks ago. I missed all summer not racing, and we've been testing a lot, and you don't know. You know, you think that you've fixed a lot of things, and I think we saw yesterday quickly that we still had a lot of work to do. So, but today was much better. We made some big changes on the suspension, and that seemed to help me today. Still some room to improve, but like you said, I think was in the mix. At least speed was pretty good. Still need some fitness, need some race intensity. Every time I got out there, I felt better and better, so I was stoked with that. And was on suicide watch a few times yesterday, but today we backed it up. We were a lot better.
I'm guessing you just cross-rutted and went left?
I'm not quite sure what I did. I landed in the same line and then went left.
Yeah. So I was going to say, was the whoops were better for you and Marv today? Combination of suspension changes and they were smaller, or do you think the suspension changes is really what did it?
I can't speak for Marv because I don't really know what he did, but for me, I think the suspension improved the whoops. And then just, I mean, we were on something new every time I was on the track yesterday, which is shitty. But I think today, like I said, we made big changes with suspension, and it's always a gamble, but it paid off. And then I was able to actually just ride the same suspension all three main events, which is huge. You know, that's what the goal should be.
Yeah, just being in the fight today was probably way cooler for a guy like you, right? You were just in the mix.
Yeah, and I think after yesterday, like, I knew, I mean, JB, fuck, he was so good. This is the best I've seen him ride, and I knew he was good in the whoops. Yeah. I mean, I knew I always give up in the whoops, but I think today I just gave up in the whoops. Yesterday, I feel like everywhere I was just shitty, and today, at least my cornering, my rhythms were back to normal, and whoops were better, but still need to, I mean, yeah, I got work to do there.
J-Day stuff didn't prepare you for this kind of work?
Believe it or not, it didn't. It didn't, but no, it's good, man. Yeah. It really was. I thought
it was a tough track.
Yeah, the track was tough. It broke down, and just racing, you know. I was telling Carlos, like, it's one of those things. Yeah, at Alden's, we ride with a lot of guys, but we ride with the same motorcycles, if that makes sense. So if we all struggle or we're all doing something, we don't know any better, you know. And it's great practice, but I think we could see today, like, the whoop speed that Kenny carried and JB is just – oh, so incredible. So
JB's 44 years old, and he was going through those whoops.
Just kicking my ass.
He was hauling ass through those things.
So it was good, though. But I think, you know, we're still, what, 6-7 weeks from Anaheim. It was a good test. Yep. I'm glad I came, enjoyed Paris. And like I said, I think for me, I felt like we had done a lot of work. But in my mind, I feel like I knew we still needed more, and this race kind of proved it. And I'm happy for that. You know, I'd hate to show up to Anaheim and be like, frick, we dropped the ball again.
I think if you're you can say, hey man, look at 25, my teammate, also not crushing the whoops. It's not in my head. It's not an issue. You know, we've got to work. We've got some work to do. And I think if you're the team, you can watch video and be like, yeah, we do. We have some work to do. You know,
no, it'll be good. Yeah. You know, and I think we got some tests coming up. And I think for me, the biggest thing, you know, I've never been great in the whoops on this KTM, but my cornering was horrible yesterday, and today I feel like at least I could corner again, and that's something that is one of my biggest attributes, and when I can't do that, it's tough. So yeah, I'm stoked, even though the results weren't where they wanted to be or where I would, sure, I wanted to win every time I'm out there, but like I said, I think coming here and racing legit badass guys was great, even if I did get beat, and it is what it is, and Anaheim's the big picture.
I got a text from Phil yesterday, what the fuck, Coop? And in his voice, I got nothing today, so I think he was happier.
Yeah, he harped me yesterday about the whoops. Right. He said that he just basically said how big of a pussy I was and ruined me, basically. Yeah. He's like, I'm not harping you, but you suck, and you should carry more entry speed, and you should set it on the third, and I'm not trying to hear any excuses about the bike, and just fucking hit it.
Okay, right, yeah.
But I'm not harping you.
But I have nothing to say. And today I got nothing from him, so I think he was happier. Yeah, I don't
know. Or he just was hungover or something, you know.
Cool, man. Thanks for doing this. Appreciate it. Yeah, improvements all weekend long. So thanks, man.
Appreciate it.